Hello and welcome to the Bored Boreos Podcast Center, where we want to hear from you. We will do a 3 to 5 minute interview with you. And the date is April 16th. And guest, what is your name?
Jennifer Rappaport.
What is your age?
Oh, geez, 47.
You didn't have to say that. Where do you live?
I live in Portland, Oregon.
What are you doing to pass the time by?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I painted my bathroom last week. And I planted all of my flowers and vegetables and fruit in the garden.
What kind of fruits and vegetables did you plant?
The fruits and vegetables that I planted are, I planted cantaloupe, watermelon, red cabbage, carrots, onions, kale, broccoli, spinach, romaine and butter lettuce. Peas, lemon cucumbers, which are my absolute favorite, asparagus, celery, chard, squash.
Are you even kidding me? Is all that stuff going to grow?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there like one of each seed? Because that's a lot
It's a lot of stuff. I have 3 planter boxes for all those. And then the flowers are just sort of around the garden. I've had blueberry bushes for about 10 years and strawberry and raspberry. I tried blackberry, but they don't like to be contained and I don't want them to run wild.
You know what? I'm just remembering because since you and I grew up together, I remember your mom had always the most beautiful garden.
Always. Yeah. Mine, I don't have quite as much space as she did, but it's really lovely to have flowers that you can cut and keep in the house. And for me, to be able to see all the different colors in the front. And I'll even bring in the lavender and rosemary and dry it and put it in with some Epsom salts so that in the fall when I want to take a bath, I've got something kind of nice and smelly.
Okay, Pinterest. So tell me, you're going into work too, right?
Yes, I am an occupational therapist. But also do ergonomics, and I work at Providence Hospital, which is taking care of some of the people that have COVID-19. And because I work for what we call injury prevention and safe patient handling, we go in and we make sure that the protective equipment and the equipment that the nurses and the doctors and the respiratory therapists need are available for them. And that they're being able to use them safely.
Okay, so are they available and are they able to use them safely?
They are. You know, there's a big thing about the masks, but there's these other things that look kind of like astronaut helmets, and those things are reusable. And so we've really been able to conserve the PPE, the masks and things that you're supposed to only use once. We're able to preserve a lot more of those because they get to wear the astronaut helmets when they go into those rooms and then those get wiped down. And so it actually cuts down a lot on that equipment that we need. And we've been really lucky here in Oregon. We haven't had nearly as many cases as many other states.
All right. Good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to doing that you cannot do right now?
I can't go to the parks and play disc golf. I miss doing that. I miss being able. I miss being able to go and play the games at the bars like shuffleboard or ping pong. And really, I just miss seeing people closer than 6 feet.
Yeah, no kidding. Crazy.
Have you guys had many guests? Or have you had to pretty much stay, well, you know, people at a 6 foot range that you might say hi to?
Well, we go for walks sometimes. And so we see people, you know, across the street that we wave to. But other than that, not really. I think Tim goes out and talks to the neighbors sometimes. at a distance, but I kind of just hide inside. But
yeah,
I don't know. Anyways, it's we're doing great because we're homebodies, so we're fine. So yeah, it's we're sitting about 2 feet apart right now, right, Bradley?
Yeah.
Is there still any color in the hair, or did that all wash out?
Oh, it all washed out.
Oh, yeah.
We could put some more in.
You guys have more chalk?
Oh, I thought you meant my hair. Okay.
Oh, well, I saw the picture of all... I saw the picture of all three of you guys with the with the Easter color hair.
Yeah.
But I'd never used the chalk before, so I was curious.
Oh, yeah, it comes right out. All right.
Okay, second to last question. What is your favorite joke?
So my favorite joke was told to me by my dad many, many years ago. And it's a little bit of a story. So Bob and Fred are best friends. They love spending time together. They're both big baseball fans. They play together. They practice. They watch games. Their whole friendship revolves around this. And so they make a pact that they're going to come back and whoever dies first will come back and tell them, you know, what it's like up in heaven. And so there's, you know, one day Bob dies. Fred's really sad and he goes to the baseball diamond. And he sees Bob and he says, oh my gosh, it's you. I can't believe it. You came back like you promised. He goes, yes. He goes, well, so is there baseball in heaven? He goes, well, I have some good news and I have some bad news. What do you want first? He goes, well, I want the good news. So the good news, they have baseball in heaven. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, what's the bad news? Well, the bad news is you're pitching tomorrow.
All right, let that sink in, Bradley. Or we'll just... okay, well, that'll be another one I'll explain later. You can think about
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. So final question. We do have one more.
Yes.
How much toilet paper can you send us?
Well, I get recycled bamboo toilet paper from a nonprofit. So they're all individually wrapped, which makes it very safe. So you tell me how many you want and I'll send them.
Is it like one ply?
It is like one ply.
Hey,
no, beggars can't be choosers. Oh my God.
I could probably spare a roll or two.
That's very generous of you. So thank you. And so apparently that type of TP is available for people to.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it was, I actually got it just before things really started, you know, the people started really going into the stores and kind of buying everything out. But it's a nonprofit and they donate the proceeds to a couple of different charitable organizations and they're all individually wrapped. And on the cover of each one, it says, who gives a crap?
Nice. And what's that company called?
Oh, the company? I'd have to go back and look. I don't know the name of it.
I'm sure someone could Google it.
If they Google that name, they'd find it immediately.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the tips and we appreciate your time and miss you.
Thank you for joining the Borborios.